You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Welcome sa ating worship service online. Ako po si James, I'm one of the pastors. At habang tayo po ay nasa online worship service ngayong Sunday, gusto ko pong i-inform tayo na meron na po tayong 4 scheduled services on-site worship service sa ating pong center. Kaya po, inaanyayahan po namin tayong lahat na mag-participate dito po sa ating pong mga on-site worship services. Dahil po, yan po yung ating calling sa ating Lord. We are called to gather as a church. At ngayong araw po, we are starting a brand new series called The Ability to Produce Wealth. Ayan. Alam niyo po, itong title po ng ating serye ay talaga naman biblical, no? In fact, we got this title from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Ito po ang sinasabi dito. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And so, ito pong ating series na The Ability to Produce Wealth is a 4-week series. And we hope that at the end of the series po, we will indeed remember how the Lord confirms His covenant with us and that He has given us the ability to produce wealth so that we can be a blessing to our communities and to the nations. We will look into the book of Deuteronomy. At ang ibig pong sabihin ng Deuteronomy is the second law. In fact, this book is the retelling o ito po ang parte po ng account po ng mga life ng Israelites wherein God through Moses is retelling lahat po ng mga itinuro po ng Lord from the book of Exodus to the book of Numbers and Leviticus. And makikita din po natin dito sa Deuteronomy the extended review of the Ten Commandments and the farewell speech of Moses to this generation of Israelites who are about, no? They are about to go in and occupy the land that the Lord has promised them. So today, let me just read initially our text in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. Tayo po isang sandaling manalangin. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from your mouth. Lord, busugin niyo po kami ng inyong mga salita. And may we be not just informed, but may we be transformed by your word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dito po sa binasa natin, in verse 1 of Deuteronomy 8, we can see clearly the promise of the Lord. The promise of the Lord is the land. The land that the Israelites are about to occupy or to possess. Ito po yung promise ni Lord. And this promise of God's provision by giving them a land ay hindi lang po ordinary land. In fact, in Deuteronomy 6 verse 3, it describes to us the type of land that the Israelites are about to possess. Ito po yung promise of provision from the Lord sa kanila. Sabi po dito sa Deuteronomy 6:3, "Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey." Yan po yung description po ng promise of provision na land para po sa mga Israelites na ibibigay ni Lord. Land full of milk and honey. Kumbaga, ito po ay isang poetic description of the kind of soil or the type of land that they are about to occupy. It's fertile, okay? And ito pong sinasabi dito po na reference na milk ay hindi po ito literal, no? Nag-uumapa po yung gatas, no? But here it's a reference that it suggests na there will be many livestock who will find good pasture in the land. And the word honey, it suggests that there will be a vast farmland, no? Available. Kaya po, yan po yung description ng kanila pong land na i-occupy. And what is very important here is that they are not just going to possess and occupy this promise of provision of land that God will be giving them. But it says here in the verse, the Lord has sworn. The Lord has swore to give to their fathers. I would like us to just zoom into this word swore, because the word swore is also mentioned, or it also mean made a covenant, made an oath, promised an oath. So it's a covenant that God has given to the fathers or the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ito pong promise of provision na land para sa kanila. And when you talk about covenant, covenant means agreement, an agreement between two individuals, no? It's a sacred vow that they do, or it's a solemn promise that two individuals will make. And what is very important in the covenant is that God is involved here. God is part of this agreement that the promised land will be given to them. So, the Lord entered into an agreement with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And yung pong composition ng covenant po na to ni Lord sa kanila, no, is to bestow the blessing of the Lord. So we can observe that the Lord made a covenant to provide for His people. So pag sinabi po dito na God really made that covenant with them, it means God is committed to that covenant. God is committed to provide the land that the Israelites will need to occupy and possess. Well, that was a long time ago, but today, in our present age, do you know that everyone who is in Christ, you, if you are in Christ, kung yung tayo po ay namumuhay na para kay Jesus, no, para sa Panginoong Jesus, we are in covenant with God. Isn't that good news? In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for His glory." So in Christ, the Lord promised us provision. God will provide for His people. Kung si Lord nagbigay ng pangako, di ba, na mag-provide sa kanya po mga mamamayan, tayo po na nakay Kristo, let me tell you this, God is willing, God is able, and God is committed to provide for us, provide for all our needs. Imagine po natin, noong nag-initiate si Lord ng kanyang covenant kay Abraham, kailan yon? At ilang taon po si Abraham? Abraham was 75 years old, right? When the Lord initiated that covenant with him. And the Bible tells us na si Abraham po, namuhay po siya ng 175 years. So in a period of 100 years, Abraham was walking with the Lord, with that covenant with the Lord. And after Abraham, sumunod po si Isaac, right? And Isaac lived for 180 years. So imagine nyo po, no, that period of time nung si Isaac po ay namumuhay, he was in covenant with God. And when Isaac died, Jacob, the next patriarch, he lived 147 years. So imagine that long period of time that he was also walking with God together with that covenant. Now guess what? The Israelites, after Jacob, they were slaves in Egypt for 430 years. And the Lord set them free, right? And they were in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, if you compute all these numbers, umaabot po ng almost 900 years bago po sila dumating dun sa point in this chapter of Deuteronomy that they are now about to enter in and occupy and dispossess the nations in the promised land. Almost 900 years. Now, ano pong sinasabi po dito? We can see that ganun mang katagal ang nangyari, no? Bago po nila ma-occupy yung land, it tells us that the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful in keeping His promise to provide for His people. He is faithful. Pakitype po natin yan sa chat box. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful in our lives. So, imagine po yung ating mga pangailangan ngayon. Particularly now, we are still in this pandemic. Yes, we have needs, right? The utilities and many other things. But I would like to assure us today, God is faithful in keeping His promise to provide for you and for me. And alam niyo po, I'm just encouraged to hear some of the testimonies of our people in church. May isa po doon. May-ari po siya ng shop ng cellphone in Green Hills. But because of the pandemic, syempre, di ba? There were periods in the year that wala po talaga silang masyadong kita. But guess what? Sinabi po ng may-ari po ng cellphone shop po na to that God was faithful to provide and the Lord used the members of the church na mag-avail po ng kanilang services. That's praise God. God was faithful. And I heard a story of a newlywed couple, maybe like married po sila. And yung po na pangasama niya po ay Indian. So they came up with an idea. What if let's cook some Indian food and let's sell this food? Alam niyo po, by the grace of God, unti-unti po, God has been using that small business to add income to them. Yung iba naman, dati po, last year, bago mag-pandemia, their main income or business, source of income po, school service. E nagka-pandemic, walang school service. Guess what? God gave them an idea. The idea is to convert that school service into a delivery van. And now, that school service, that van is being used to go around and supply some essential goods in that community where they live. God is faithful in keeping His promise to provide for you and for me. Now, hindi lang po faithful si Lord. In fact, here in Deuteronomy 7 verse 8, but it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that He swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Anong sabi ni Lord through Moses? It is because the Lord loves you and He is keeping that oath. He is keeping that covenant promise of providing for His people. And in this case, that promise of setting them free from that slavery. God is not just only faithful, God loves His people. And maybe there are people, I don't know, may narinig na po tayo, no? Na maybe they are Christians and yet they're saying, Lord, kulang-kulang na nga yung ano, I'm in lack. Daming kulang sa buhay. Some are in debt. And they think that si Lord, hindi sila mahal ni Lord. It doesn't mean that we are in lack. na hindi na po tayo mahal ni Lord. I would like to tell you, God is never be in lack. God is never in lack because Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord and everything in it. So God is never in lack. Maybe there are some reasons why we are in lack. Maybe some people, they tend to mismanage God's resources. Or maybe it's because of an attitude. Now remember, the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness for 40 years, they came to a point when there is no more water and no more food. And ano po yung kanilang reaction? They grumbled. They complained, right? God allowed that to happen to them. For what? Why? God has to reveal what is in their heart. Could it be today, if you are in lack, God is trying to expose what's in your heart? And yet, God uses this challenging situation in our lives for us to call on Him as our provider. Will you call on the Lord today? He is faithful, He loves you, and He is there available to provide for you. Kaya po, si Lord, the Lord loves us and He provides for us. Alam niyo po yung provision ni Lord? God provided land for them, the promised land. Yung blessing na to, the provision of land is a blessing that God wants His people to enjoy. So yun po yung mga blessing, yung provision po na natatamasa po natin, gusto po ng Panginoon na i-enjoy natin. Pero alam niyo po, si Lord, hindi lang po tayo binibigyan ng blessing o yung provision and then iiwanan na tayo at bahala na tayo sa buhay natin. Hindi po ganun si Lord. In fact, yung pong covenant ni Lord sa mga patriarchs, the covenant of the Lord with the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it was not one-sided. So when you go back to Deuteronomy 8 verse 1, the whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. The responsibility of the Lord in the covenant is to provide, to bring wealth. Amen. But what is our responsibility to that covenant? It's mentioned here. It mentioned that it says, we are to be careful to do the commands of the Lord. So again, our part, our responsibility to the covenant that we have with God in Christ is that we are to be careful. We are to carefully obey the commands of the Lord. In fact, the word careful here, mentioned in the verse, it means to guard, it means to observe, it means to watch. So, sa mga Israelites, during the time of Moses, ano po ba yung commands that they are to guard, they are to observe, they are to keep watch? Deuteronomy 4:13. And He declared to you His covenant. Ano yung covenant? Which He commanded you to perform, that is the Ten Commandments. And He wrote them on two tablets of stone. So the Israelites, during the time of Moses, need to be careful to obey the Ten Commandments. Now, I don't know about you, but there are Christians today that somehow would never experience the joy or would not enjoy the blessing of the Lord's provision for some reason, that because maybe they disobey God in some areas of their life. In fact, I heard this excerpt from an author of a book, no? Si Ayit Fernando, who is an author of the book Deuteronomy, Loving Obedience to a Loving God. He said this, he quote this short snippet. He said, a friend of mine went abroad to work and change jobs illegally because he could make more money that way. He called me from abroad and told me that what he did was wrong. At the end of the conversation, he said, "Pray for me." But he had no intention of righting his wrong. I should have told him, sabi po ni Ayet Fernando, "Don't expect God to bless you if you live in disobedience." Sadly, Ayet said, "Okay." But the point is this. Again, if we are not living in obedience to God, we can never, again, enjoy the blessing that comes from Him. And I asked some of our friends who, ano po yung kanilang iniisip ngayon, no? Na sinasabi ni Lord sa kanila na kailangan po nilang sundin at bantayan sa kanila pong buhay na isang mananampalataya. One person said, "I need to watch over time. Watch over the times," sabi niya, "because we are living in uncertain times. And yet, we have to hold unto the word because the Lord knows everything even before it happens." So, sinasabi po ng taong ito, kailangan po niyang sumunod na maging discerning siya sa mga nangyayari ngayon. Ano ba yung Lord ginagawa mo sa buhay ko ngayon? At the same time, bantayan po niya yung salita ng Diyos sa buhay niya. Yung isa naman po, sabi niya, ang sinasabi daw po ng Lord sa kanya na kailangan niyang sundin sa ngayon at kailangan niyang bantayan, this person said, kailangan daw niyang isuko yung kanyang pangamba sa Panginoon. At kailangan niyang bantayan yung kanyang personal na relasyon sa Diyos. How about you? What is God telling you today that you need to obey and that you need to guard? Is it that God is telling you to live pure today and guard yourself from immorality? Is God telling you to live authentic Christian and guard yourself from hypocrisy? Is God telling you to obey by being at peace with one another and guard yourself from disunity? What is God telling you? Ano pong sinasabi ni Lord sa iyo ngayon na sundin mo at bantayan mo bilang isang mananampalataya? I hope we will be receptive to what God is telling us to obey and to guard at this time. Alam niyo po, kasama po doon sa blessing na yon, no? Pag tayo po ay maingat na sumunod doon po sa sinasabi ni Lord sa atin at binabantayan po natin, Deuteronomy 28, you know that chapter of the book wherein when we obey, then there is a blessing from the Lord. Now, as I was driving here, driving papunta po dito sa center from my home, nakita ko po yung isang karatula. Nakita ko po, LRT, connecting link, coming soon. So there is this LRT along Marcos Highway, okay? And meron pong link na ginagawa nila na tagus po dito sa Robinson's Metro East. So there's this link that connects us to LRT from the mall. Guess what? In terms of our part, our responsibility to the covenant that we have with the Lord, ang ating pong obedience ay may kaakibat na link. Meron pong link. Our obedience is linked to something important as well. And ito pong sinasabi ni Lord sa Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 and 6. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your hearts." Ano yung command ni Lord dito? The command of God through Moses to the Israelites is for them to love the Lord with all of their hearts, with all of their soul, with all of their might. Sounds familiar? Di ba ito po yung summary ng commandments na sinabi po ni Lord in the Gospels? So the command of loving the Lord is connected to our obedience to the commands of the Lord. Alam niyo po, in this season, July, if you are aware, in the States, meron pong ongoing ngayon na NBA playoff. And may mga teams, maybe those teams that you may be watching, ito po yung inyong talagang pina-follow. And so the question is, what motivates these teams in the NBA playoff to win the games? Well, maybe it's because they want to receive the honor of being future NBA champions, right? Or ngayon din, July, Senator Manny Pacquiao is preparing for another boxing fight in his career. And he will be fighting against this young man, champion in boxing by the name of Errol Spence in the U.S. Now, question, ano po yung nagmo-motivate kay Senator Pacquiao to continue to box at his age? I think he's more than 40 years old. Could it be na it could be a legacy in boxing? Or, ngayon pong pandemya, ngayon po, di ba, hybrid work setup where employees would go to their site, their offices, on a particular day of the week to work there, and then maybe a couple of days work from home, hybrid setup. What would motivate employees to do that, to go on-site to work? Is it because they're committed to the company? Now, to us, in looking at this lesson today regarding God's covenant to provide and our covenant with the Lord to obey, what would motivate us to obey God? The verse is clear. We are to love God. We are to love God. In fact, Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Therefore, we love the Lord and we carefully obey His commands. Alam niyo po, we can obey and not love, right? But we cannot love and not obey. And I would like to tell us also that we obey the Lord's commands not on the basis of rules, but on the basis of relationships. We obey the Lord's commands not on the basis of obligation. Hindi lang po tayo naobliga na sumunod sa Panginoon. No, I hope you don't see that way. I hope that we obey the Lord on the basis of love. I obey you, Lord, because I love you. Lord, I obey you not because of the rules. I obey you because I have a relationship with you. I hope we see it that way. And so, in a practical sense, one of our faithful obedience to God is we give our tithes and our offerings. Question, when we give our tithes and our offering, do we give it in order to get the blessing, or do we give it in order, what? To worship Him. What's our motivation? Do you give to get, or do you give because you want to worship God? Or if you are an employee, last week we have a series, Life Together. When you submit to your boss or to your supervisor, are you doing it for the sake of just earning a salary, or you want to get promoted, or are you doing it because you want to please the Lord? And I hope, tayo po dito, we obey the Lord because we love the Lord. We love the Lord. Yung pong ating pagmamahal sa Panginoon is just a response to His love for us. Kaya mga kapatid, maganda po na araw-araw we get to encounter the cross. Why? Because the cross is the expression of God's love for us. When we get to encounter that every day, I hope it will motivate us to love and obey the Lord. Now, alam niyo po, pag tayo po ay nag-obey sa Panginoon, that's our responsibility to the covenant. But do you know that there is a benefit and the effect of obedience to the commands of God. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Listen, tayo po sa ating pong pagsunod sa Panginoon, mga kapatid, hindi lang po tayo mabe-benefit. Even yung pong generations after us, sabi ng Bible, to 1,000 generations will benefit that covenant of blessing, that covenant of provision that comes from God. So think with me, the future generation of your family. God wants to bless you, bless us with His provision. And when we obey, we do not just benefit, but even to the next generations, they will also benefit. Eh, Pastor, yes, sinasabi mo yan, alam ko yan. Pero Pastor, alam niyo po, ang hirap mag-obey kay Lord. Sinabi mo na ba yan sa sarili? Ang hirap mag-obey kay Lord. Guess what? There is an answer to that. The prophet Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27, "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you, and I will take out your stony, stubborn heart, and give you a tender and a responsive heart. And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations." So if you're thinking that it's difficult to obey God by our own effort, guess what? We have the Holy Spirit who will enable us to obey the commands of God. In fact, the Apostle Paul said as well in Romans 8:14, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." That's why, maganda po, let's depend, let's submit to the Holy Spirit's leading in our lives for us to obey Him, for us to obey the Lord. Because that way, we are truly the children of the Lord. So, the Lord's provision, He will provide for us. That is, yan po yung kanyang covenant sa atin. We are to carefully obey the Lord. And then, we can experience the blessing of the Lord's provision. Now, alam niyo po si Moses, he added something important regarding handling of the Lord's provision. He said in Deuteronomy 8, verses 12 to 14, "Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up." In the New International Version, it says, "Then your heart will become proud." Now, think with me. Yung mga Israelites na to, they used to live as slaves. And yet now, they're about to go into that promised land and they will have fine houses. They will have increase of livestock. And they will have this gathering of silver and gold that will multiply. Yayaman sila. And guess what? The Bible says their heart will become proud. So, madali po kasi mangyari yon, di ba? It would be so easy for Israel to become proud and they would think, alam mo, dahil sa aking kalakasan, sa aking karunungan, ito ang nangyari sa akin, naging maganda yung aking buhay. I deserve it. You know what? When we say that, our hearts is proud. Our hearts are proud. That's why importante po, no? The heart of most of our problem is the problem of our hearts. And in this case, their hearts were proud. And the lack of provision can also reveal what's in our heart. At the same time, abundance, God's provision, can also reveal what's in our hearts. In their case, in the time of abundance, God revealed to them that their hearts can be proud. And so, what should be our proper attitude in terms of handling the provision of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord? Deuteronomy 6, verse 1 and 2. Now, this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's sons, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Our attitude in enjoying the blessing of God's provision is that we will fear the Lord. Not to be proud, but to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Ito po yung positive fear. Because, again, when you say fear of the Lord, it costs us, di ba? Because of what God is doing in our life, providing for us, it causes us to be in awe, to revere, to wonder with godly fear. Yan po yun. In fact, John Piper said, the word fear means to honor and reverence God to such a point that a person would worship Him. So when God provides for us, let's worship Him. Let's magnify His name. Amen? And so again, instead of being proud, with the blessing of God's provision, we are to fear the Lord. Because I quote again in Deuteronomy 8:18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is He, it is God, who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And so as I end today, I remember when we had our breakout session on civil government, one of the panelists by the name of Judge Lisa Flores, who worked in the public attorney's office for 5 years, 10 years in the public prosecutor's office, 8 years as a judge in Pasig Regional Trial Court, and also a judge in the public court in Taguig. You know what? She lived a life of integrity. Wala pong lumalapit sa kanya para mag-offer ng bribe because they know that she loves God and she wants to obey God and she fears God. She is living in integrity. Binabantayan po niya yung kanyang integrity. Sinasabi ng Panginoon sa kanya to always be honest in the eyes of God and the eyes of men. And so that's the heart of God for us. Again, the Lord's responsibility is to faithfully provide for us. And what is our responsibility? We carefully obey the commands of the Lord, knowing that He is faithful to provide. Amen? I would like to pray for all of us right now. Let's just bow our head and close our eyes. Lord, kami po ay nagpapasalamat dahil sinabi mo sa inyong mga salita, it is You. You give us the ability to produce wealth. Lord, it's Your covenant promise to provide for us, that You are faithful to provide for us, Panginoon. So I pray, Panginoon, sa oras mong ito, Lord, we want to be responsible with the covenant that we have with You. Lord, to obey You. And I pray, Panginoon, sa oras pong ito, ibuhos po ninyo, Lord, yung love, Lord, that love for You in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the spirit of love flow deep into our hearts so that we may obey You, Lord, that love for You, Lord, be in our hearts. I pray, Panginoon, that You would protect us from pride. Lord, kung somehow, Lord, naging proud po kami because of the blessing that we have, Lord, we repent. But I pray, Lord, today, give us the fear of God as well. That when we have this blessing that You give us, this provision that You give us, that we will live in the fear of the Lord in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Before we end this online service today, I would like also to pray for some of us. If you are here and you know in your heart na wala pa kayong relasyon sa Panginoon, wala pa kayong personal relationship with God, God is inviting you to that life-changing relationship with Him. All we need to do is to open our hearts. Buksan po natin ang ating puso at ating pong anyayahan si Jesus na maghari sa ating pong puso. Can you do that right now? Can you pray for me if you want to just allow God to be in your heart and just develop that relationship with Him? Pray tayo. Father God, thank you so much that you are offering this life-changing, Lord God, relationship with you through your Son. Lord, I open my heart today. Binubuksan ko aking puso, Lord, and I just welcome you, Jesus, to take charge. Be the Lord of my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Be my Savior, Lord. Thank you for saving me and forgiving me from all of my sins. So thank you, Lord God, that from this day, Lord, I will follow you in my life because, Lord, it's your covenant with me to bless me and so that I can experience you in a new way every day. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, you received Jesus, tinanggap po natin si Jesus, please contact us dun po sa phone number na nasa screen po natin or message niyo po kami sa Facebook po ng Metro East. We would be glad to help you. Amen? So with that, let me speak a blessing to all of us before we dismiss. May the Lord bless you with His grace. May you encounter God today, every single day, encounter His love. And may you be a channel of His blessing because He is faithful to provide for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. God bless. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.